This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. Now please enjoy the Office of the General Counsel. Okay, Grandma, I gotta go. We're starting the show. Yeah, we're starting the show, Grandma. I gotta go. Okay. A lullaby? It's the middle of the day. Okay, you're gonna take an... All right, fine. Quick nap lullaby for you. Quick. All right. Go to sleep, go to sleep. But don't pass away in the night. Rest your head and close your eyes. But tonight is not the night you die. If you see a blinding light, stay as far from it as you can. Because the light is really a tunnel that will lead you to oblivion. Shh. Sweet dreams, Grandma. Okay, everybody. Sorry about that. I was having a long conversation with my grandma. Usually don't do that. Try not to do it around the show anymore. You know that, Ken. That was a... It has been a while, but she's sometimes she needs to be talked to. She's a sweet old lady, and I love her, and she's taking a little nap. So here we are in the Office of General Counsel. Welcome to the show. We're having a good time. My name is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman Esquire. I'm joined as always by Ken, our producer.
Hi,
Ken. You seem a little down in the dumps. What's up?
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll work it out as we go. You know, that always seems to happen. It's
usually around this time of the day when I do this show that I usually get down in the dumps, but, I've been trying to work past it.
It's probably like that midday, you get a little hungry, you're somewhere between meals. It's probably a blood sugar thing.
No, I'm happy doing all the other shows.
Blood sugar. Really check on that blood sugar issue because it's probably what your problem is. So,
Petty fours.
What's a petty four?
You don't know what a petty four is?
I've heard it before, but it's like a...
It's like the little cake covered in chocolate and made to look like a little package.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them, yeah.
They have them That's at the a executive four. Eatery.
Hmm. I always pass those over because I'm afraid that they actually are little... I thought they were little presents. Like tiny, like you open them up and
some of them have weird things in the middle of them, but
right.
Most of them are cake.
Okay, cool. I don't like sweets. I never eat sweets.
Oh, never mind.
I eat very salty, heavy salty
foods. You can move on now. I get it.
Okay. So we're done. Petty fours. Blood sugar, though. Check on that. Really important. Great. This is another episode of Office General Counsel. This is exciting, though, because this is a big deal. As I mentioned before, there's somebody going around looking for the next person to fill that seat on the board of directors. And I want to be that person. And I'm going to meet with... I am going to meet right in a little bit... with the, that executive headhunter who's looking for that person to fill that seat. And I'm going to convince this guy that I am the person for the job. So, we're going to...
Good luck.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be easy. I feel pretty confident about it, to be honest. I've been doing a pretty good job here, especially since the contract's been read. I'm really getting work done. There's a lot of paperwork that needs to be reviewed. I realize that my biggest issue is that I'm supposed to be the head of a legal department as the general counsel, which means I should have hired a bunch of other attorneys by now. And we are really, it's just me. That's an issue. So I'm looking for, send in applications. This is a great way to plug my Twitter handle. Unwinnable OOTGC, that stands for Office of the General Counsel. Send me your resume or something. Maybe you'll be in the next, you'll join the legal department of Unwinnable. That could be exciting. You know, what are you going to go work for some big-time law firm that's going to give you a bunch of money? You know.
Yes.
Work on complicated, interesting cases. Come to Unwinnable. We're family.
No.
Ken, you're supposed to sell us. You should be high on Unwinnable.
No, I am. Come work for Unwinnable, just not the legal department.
Oh, man. Ken.
But I'm a really nice guy.
You are a really nice guy, and that's why I love you, and that's why you're my best friend in the world, and you can't deny it. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else I need to really touch on before we get going here. The real issue is we're liability insurance is still a mess. This is crazy. There's a new, I don't know what you even call it. It's a performance of some sort that is going on in the downstairs theater when you first come in on the left, the smaller theater. There is a performance going on that's like the reverse of a Marina Abramovich thing. Like instead of you can take a knife or, you know, something and touch the performer, instead this is the performer chasing you with a knife. So you walk into this space and it's just a person running around with a knife trying to stab people. It's art, I've been told. That's why we can do this. People have, the reviews have been, you know, fairly positive considering. But, you know, also liability insurance wise, terrible idea to have a department of maniacs. I don't even know what they do. I'm looking into it. I think we should close it down. I'll talk to Stu about that because the Department of Maniacs is, they're up to no good constantly. So, fuck those guys. Do you know anybody from that department?
Maybe.
Any friends that I should try to keep on? Because I'm telling you, I'm cutting people loose. I've read the contract. I know I have the ability to veto certain parts of...
You can't get rid of the Department of Maniacs. They're pretty integral.
I can't get rid of all of them, but I might be able to cut a few loose. I'm saying,
What'd they do to you? I know the whole department.
It's impossible to insure them. They're maniacs, Ken.
They make up the rollerball team.
We are pretty good in the rollerball league, actually. That's a good point. We've won 7 years in a row, I think. Stu would be pissed if we did not win rollerball. Okay, well, Let me make a note. Rethink firing.
Anyway, you can't make any cuts to departments. That's not your call. That's Stu's.
But Ken, there's a loophole that I found in my contract, and I think I might be able to make strategic cuts.
Are you going to dismantle the system?
Listen, I have to get the archives. I have to get to the archives, and I haven't made contact with the person that's going to let me in. I have access to it, but I have to contact this person. It's a little bit of a... Everything,
the key master.
Everything in this building is like some sort of like weird hunt that we're on. You know, like we're all like...
Well, you're on a hunt. I don't know about the rest of us.
I'm just saying, work here. It's never clear cut. It's always, you know, you're chasing people around trying to figure out where things are. Just tell me where everything is. Tell me where I can get information. It makes it fun, though. We're having a good time here. We all have fun at Unwinnable. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to find your entertainment, whatever it is Unwinnable Monthly is. You know, frankly, I haven't read it. I'm just kidding. I love it. So subscribe to that. Guys, we're going to get right to it here. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll just start talking to this guy, and I'm going to get closer. This is going to happen, guys. I feel good about my chances of filling that seat on the board of directors. So we'll be back in a second. Bye. Spare Squares has asked me to give a little bit of a testimonial as an advertisement this week. And as you know, Spare Squares has been one of our longest advertisers here. And it's got a special place in my heart. And I just wanted to... you know, give you a personal reflection on what it's meant in my life to have a spare squeeze. You know, there was a time when each of us only had one squeeze. And I felt inadequate. I would walk around feeling like there was something wrong with me. And it wasn't until I had that spare squeeze that I knew that everything was going to be okay. And, you know... in my darkest hours, you know, I have my one squeeze in one hand, and I look, and I have my spare squeeze in the other. And I know I can get through it. So, anybody out there who needs something to get them through the day, just look to spare squeeze. Thank you. And welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm sure that was a wonderful ad that, you guys should run out and buy that. Listen, before we get to our guest, it would be really wrong if I didn't do this because I owe Ted Goldman an apology. So, Ken, do you mind if I...
Sure do.
Hey, listen, I get out of line sometimes. I get worked up. I know. I'm passionate. But I do owe him an apology, so I want to quickly ask Ted Goldman...
Let me call him on the intercom.
Yeah, if you can... Yeah, please. Thank you. Okay, he should be here any second. He's pretty quick, so we'll just bear with me for a moment. Oh, man, Ted Goldman is fast. Ted.
How you doing, Ted?
Thanks for coming.
How you doing, Ken?
Oh, God damn it. Ted, I...
Keep it down, sir.
Yeah, I'll introduce you in a moment, but he's right. Please, respect our guest's ears. He's here, Ted. Thank you for coming. I wanted to say something to you.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Ed.
Ted, it takes everything, every ounce of restraint and
discipline. Oh, I'm Ted Goldman. How you doing, everybody?
Oh, Ted, just back off the mic a tiny bit. I wanted to have you here for a moment. I wanted to apologize because I was not particularly nice to you the episode where I came in and you were trying to hijack the show. I know you're only doing what you were told, and it's not your fault, and so I shouldn't have gotten out of line and been so rude to you, so I apologize.
Is this a joke?
No, Ted, it's not a joke at all. I want to thank you for being so nice about it when I was kind of a jerk to you, and I want to sincerely apologize.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. We're gonna come on a show again!
Oh, you know what? We'll have you on soon. I'll check the schedule. We've got some slots open in late 2019. We'll work it out. You're gonna be back.
I'm Ted Goldman!
You certainly are, and nobody will ever forget it, Ted. Thanks to the door. Just head right out.
See you again!
Okay.
See you, Ted. Bye.
Well, that was...
Well, I appreciate that you were willing to
I did what I had to do, right? I mean...
I hope that was heartfelt.
I felt terrible. You know, I felt bad about it, and then as soon as he came in, I hated him again.
All right, let's maybe just get on.
Yeah, I dealt with it pretty well, though. I didn't get
Drunk
mad.
Guest.
Right. Well, I want to welcome now our guest to the show. His name is Stanley Spiemer, which is kind of an unfortunate...
Spiemer.
It's Spiemer. You know what? I always thank you.
Hi, Stanley.
It's very good to see you, Ken. It's very nice to see you. How are you? It's been, goodness, how many years has it been since I've come here from the German office?
Ooh, maybe 4.5.
Yeah, wow. I'd say, 4.5. It was a different president here in this country. Yeah, it's been very different. We've been looking at your nation and your worldview a lot over in Germany a lot lately from the unwinnable Germany office.
Yeah. So Stanley is he's obviously headquartered usually over in Germany in our Munich office, which is where Unwinnable has their German headquarters. But
it's pronounced Munich.
Munich.
Goodness, this is already very unprofessional.
Is that what the...
It's not as cultured.
Wasn't there a Spielberg movie called Munich?
It's called Munich.
It's called Munich. Munich.
I mean, I guess I has he ever been there? I don't know that he's ever.
Oh no, I've never.
So.
I've never left the country.
A lot of things are starting to come together, but please go ahead.
Yep. Well, man, this guy. Ken, can I talk to you for a second, real quick? Hey, Stan, we're just gonna. Ken, this guy's being kind of a jerk to me. Is that you getting a vibe here? I just wanna...
Stanley is well respected at this company.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm getting a little. Okay. I'm gonna roll with it. I just want to. I want to make a good impression. So, okay.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. So, Stanley, you've been touring around the different Unwinnable offices and meeting with executives that might fill the seat on the board of directors. How's that going?
Well, I will say it was a very interesting trip to Unwinnable Rio de Janeiro. Mm. I will say a lot of dark forces were in play, and I was very pleased. So, You know, that's gosh, I want to say it was the 17th office I've been to in the past. Goodness. 3 weeks. So,
whoa!
Yeah,
that is a lot of travel.
Well, I mean, not for me. But
do you? How? What do you fly? Do you have a specific airline you fly for points wise, or is there like a?
I'm sorry. We need to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm here.
Great. I'm excited. Listen, just to be even considered for that seat on the board of directors is an honor, and I wanted to start with a slideshow here. If we could, look at the screen. You have some sort of paperwork.
I'm already looking at it, and I really want to compare it to what I've written down here. Nothing matches up, but go ahead.
Okay, so this first picture is me, and I'm holding... Okay, so I have a bandana on and sunglasses. I'm holding a beer and an axe. That's pretty cool.
Does it always look that small?
It's more of a hatchet, maybe. But it's... So here's the next one. It's a picture of me, and I'm pretending to shred the guitar. I'm shred...
Did you have MTV as a child?
No, not until I was further middle school.
Okay,
just
trying to get some basis for how little you know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, man, these guys, this guy's kind of really not digging the slideshow.
Maybe you should try something else. I don't know. Test his knowledge. Maybe ask him about history.
Okay. Well, I feel like he's... Do you know anything about Unwinnables? Tell me about what you have in Unwinnables history. What can you tell me that would help me get more into the culture of Unwinnables so I could adequately fill that seat on the board of directors?
This feels like a child's cartoon plot where the novice / dunce asks the executive, higher level person with power and responsibility to answer the things that he or she should really understand. He or she, really. Unwinnable is really about understanding all sides of the spectral world, genders, light and dark. And I just really think it's time that we start talking to you. I have a few
You're
questions
always
here.
So fascinating to listen to.
This is really intense. Yeah.
Ken, it's so nice to see you. I really appreciate it. It feels very warm in here. If we're talking about... I'm sort of confused as to why I'm here to some extent, but I mean, it's really important that I work with Stu and the entire executive team to really make sure that everything's understood.
And I
appreciate you taking your time. It doesn't seem like you have that much else to do, but I appreciate you taking that time to answer some of these questions. So
I have time, yeah. That's
my first question.
You look like you're sweating.
A little bit. It's
in
cool.
the first, in terms of the board, I guess I'd like for you, if you could list your six biggest failings, and don't mention either of the ones that I can clearly see when I look at you.
Okay. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to address my failings. First.
Your feelings or your failings?
My failings. My first failing that I will admit to you is I'm terrible at refilling the ice tray. So if I run out of ice in my apartment or something, I never do it. And so, I always go back to get more ice, and there's just no ice.
Doesn't like to address the real question. Okay, got it.
My second failing would be I care too much about my job.
Doesn't really seem to access true darkness from within. Okay.
I would say my third failing is that I give too much of myself.
Sounds kind of like a wimp, which is really not going to work with some of the initiatives I have in mind. Okay. Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, you know, this, I feel like...
Not good at math. Okay.
Is there anything that we could... do you want to see me spin some plates and swallow a sword? Because that went over pretty well one other time, but I don't know what I could do to really show you that I'm the right person for this.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I brought with me what I like to consider a lens into the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for you to look into it.
Oh, Jesus. This is an actual physical thing that you're carrying with you. This
thing is cool.
He just pulled it out from behind him. I didn't even know he was holding it. Was that just behind you the whole time?
I will say it's important that I didn't answer your question about the airline because it really matters how I travel, because it's important that I take everything from the corporate side to these kinds of interviews. And
yeah.
I will say America in particular, the security, it's a nightmare. They really think that three dimensions are all they need to really appreciate reality and every fold of its fabric. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
Typical airlines.
Let me show you
traveling.
This lens here. As you look into its brutal truth, please... Let me take the curtain off. Are you ready? I'm just saying, before I take it off, I want you within, count to one within your head, Okay. And then tell me what it is you see. It takes just a second for, depending on your intelligence, to notice a thing.
Now, wait, let me ask you this. Is it a standard second, or is it like a, is there a different?
You'll know.
Okay. Oh, I'll feel it. Ooh, this is fun. Okay, I mean, cool. I'm into it.
There is certainly, things will be clear. Okay, are you ready?
I'm excited. This is fun.
Please,
is
like, you're not even looking at it. You're looking at a picture of a goat on the wall. That's not what I'm talking about.
That's
you gotta look into the lens, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, into the. All right, here. It's the curtain. The curtain's coming off.
It's okay. Easy.
And
done it.
Here it goes.
Okay, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing.
Wow.
I'm getting nothing.
Can I invite you you are allowed. I appreciate you not looking. That's very respectful. What do you see? Count to one.
Huh. Wow.
I know, right?
It's pretty awesome.
I know.
All right, well, let me ask you something. Is this like a magic eye? No, seriously. Like, is this like some sort of like weird optical illusion or something? Because
is he bad at magic eye? The books, you know, the children's books.
I wear glasses. I get headaches. Stanley, I don't to think stare he things has for too long
the,
and
you know, the vision.
Well, let me put this sign, the curtain back over it. Oh. Okay. So,
it's a nice curtain.
It was amazing.
Was it cool? What did you like? What
Ed?
Listen, guys.
See, but what's here, what I, you know? What I really appreciated.
As always, I feel like people are messing with
what
me.
I really appreciated was that Ken understood, because once you see it, you know that you can't say it. And I hope that you guys delete that part of the tape, because I don't want anybody from the other cities. I'm heading to Munich very soon in order to really relay some of this information back.
Can I try again?
No.
One more time?
No. That's the thing about truth. It's
well, what if it just takes me longer to find truth than other people? And also, it takes me a long... We've already established I'm bad at math. You know how long it takes me to count to one?
I think you need to understand
this guy's giving
that there is no time for that sort of truth seeking. The truth will find the true member of this board.
Ken,
I'm so sorry. Do you ever feel that way, being around this man? Just driven.
It's a tough show to be on, Stanley.
You're a calming force. I really don't have any other questions. Mm. Do you have any questions for me?
You know,
at this point,
Stan, I'm gonna get right to the point here and just figure out that there's seems to be little to no chance that I'm gonna get the seat on the board of directors through.
That's not in the form of the question. Has he ever watched game shows on television?
I'm going to just ask something. Instead of going through the normal channels here, we're going to do a new segment called Give the Guest a Bribe from the Prize Closet. Welcome to Ken's Showcase Showdown inside of the Office of the General Counsel. Stanley, I'm going to offer you what's behind door number one or what's behind door number two. Make a choice, please.
It was so gracious to give us stuff to give to people.
Yeah, by the way, Ken's Showcase Showdown is a great sponsor, new sponsor of the show. Get on board there. Go there if you need some sort of like, you know, a blender or something. I don't know. It's great stuff.
I'm going to say that I really did appreciate that segue from my comment about answers in the form of question to this clearly generous. I feel like maybe there's a little bit of truth behind those incredibly ugly, sagging eyelids. I'm going to go with door number one.
Okay, well, that was a needless attack there. But what's behind door number one? And it's, it's a Craftmatic adjustable bed. It's a beautiful bed. You can adjust your legs up and down. Obviously, sit up and down in bed. It's usually used by people who are over the age of 85. But Stanley Spiemer, you get to take this back to Germany.
Spiemer.
Right. Oh, Stanley Spiemer just feels so much better, though. It's like fun. Stanley Spiemer, you're my guy, Spiemer. So, Stanley, I hope you enjoy your Craftmatic bed, and I guess we'll just...
Can you get me different sheets? I prefer red.
You prefer red sheets on the bed. You like the bed, though. You like the bed? It's kind of nice.
Well, could I go lay in it?
Certainly. Let's do this now. Okay, cool. I yep.
Whew. Oh, that feels good.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Is this what Stanley.
Could anyone get me a knife? Bring me a knife.
Okay.
Just bring me a knife.
Okay, I have a pocket knife.
Okay, throw it over here.
Oh!
Two. Oh, it hit me in the arm. But I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay down now and just relax. Oh, he really understands the unwinnable ethos that we do here at our corporate office in Munich. Yeah.
I feel like I've won Stanley over.
I'm just gonna get
you. Oh, Stanley, you're making me uncomfortable. But there's you seem alive in a way that I haven't noticed before. You really love this Craftmatic adjustable bed. And hey, that goes to speak to how great the Craftmatic adjustable bed is, and that's why it's a fixture on Ken's Showcase Showdown. Maybe this is how. I think that went pretty well, actually. He seemed to enjoy the end, at least. Maybe I have a chance.
He seemed happy.
Yeah. Although, if I have to deal with this guy, I don't know if I want to be on the board of directors. Oh, man.
Stanley, you all right?
Yes.
He looks good. Man, Munich is
well rested. Well, that's a lot of flying he does.
Must be a hell of an office. Yeah,
a lot of traveling, actually. I mean, you know, whether or not he flies is another story.
Imagine what the office is like there on a daily basis.
I've been to the office.
In Munich?
Yeah.
Well, have you been to Shanghai yet?
Yeah.
Man, you're a well-traveled person, Ken. I've been outside of Hudson County 3 times in my life. Okay, we're just going to call it there. This was a great episode. Stanley Spymer, thank you for coming. I got it right that time. I like Spymer. I prefer Spymer. But good luck on your travels, and thank you for being here.
Nice to have you, Stanley.
Can I stay a while?
Certainly. That's why I had this curtain installed, so I could just pull it and draw it around the Craftmatic adjustable bed, and you can enjoy yourself for a little bit. Mm. I've got some papers to shuffle around and pretend to look at. Thanks for watching. Watching my slideshow, that awesome slideshow. That picture of me and that axe is pretty badass, though, Ken, you have to admit.
Not really.
It's a camouflage bandana, though, that I'm wearing on my head.
Nope.
Okay. I think it's cool. Thanks for listening, everybody. You should be subscribing to Unwinnable Monthly, certainly. Best monthly magazine out there. Check it out. And go to unwinnable.com. Follow me on @unwinnableOOTGC. And thank you for listening. You guys are the best. We're having so much fun. And there's times at night where I'm just like, I can't get to sleep. And I think of you guys listening to me, and I love it. So, what? Ken, you're looking at me like I'm like...
Stanley, you want to order some Chinese food?
Oh, man.
Can I get a wonton?
You want just one... He wants... All right, Stanley wants a single... Hold on, let me write this down. One wonton.
He looks so hungry.
Wait, he's got a little song he's doing.
This bed is great.
I'll take vegetable lo mein.
Veggie lo mein, great. You guys, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.